Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
The platinum microphones are on.
Hey! WXLKHD.
Rono.
It's your thing in the morning.
Rebound into the hands of Hunter. And Virginia with the all-time turnaround title.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
You can roll your eyes all you want.
How about it?
The Commonwealth of Virginia.
The
champions.
This crap.
How about that?
Did you watch the game?
No.
You didn't watch any of it?
I said the first team to score 10 points was going to win the game.
Okay.
Virginia scored 11, I think. I rolled over, went to sleep.
Didn't need anymore.
I mean, everyone else was up and cheering. So.
I woke up at the end, I saw what it was crap.
Even my mom was up to like two.
My mom made a Facebook post.
There you go.
Of her wearing that stupid T-shirt from Sunday.
Antoine, if you couldn't tell, you know, sometimes I have to help describe things to people because they don't catch the subtleties. Antoine is not happy that UVA won the championship. He's a little bit jealous.
But his mom and his brother, they're celebrating.
They're very happy. And Antoine,
did you take a picture with her favorite son?
Nope. You!
Well, you got to side with winners, Antoine. I mean, that's the way it works in this situation.
Oh.
And today, UVA are the winners. And I get it. You don't understand this feeling. Because I know, who's fans, man? They probably feel halfway like trash right now because they were up late.
Yeah.
And if y'all are up right now, it's a good trash, though. It's, you know, you're excited for the day.
I mean, your team won.
You're basking in the glory. You watch the highlights. You watch the press conferences, like all that stuff. I mean, because as a Patriots fan, I know this. Y'all like the Cowboys. You have no idea what it's like to win the Super Bowl because they haven't won one since you're about 4 years old.
This is what we're doing today.
You ain't have to do that.
This is how we're starting this Tuesday, huh?
Yep, we are. Monica, I'm sorry. You are an innocent bystander
in
this. I'm doing it to poke at Antoine's feelings. So
this is disrespectful. This is a terrible Tuesday.
It's a great Tuesday because
it's also birthday Tuesday.
Happy birthday to Zach Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday.
My gift to all of you. You get a UVA championship. I made that happen.
Yeah.
Yep. And even if you're not a UVA fan, today is free cone day at Ben and Jerry's. So I got you.
Because it's Zach's birthday.
Yep.
Well, thank you, Zach. I appreciate that.
No problem. I called Ben directly.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, you don't call Jerry because his name's second. He's worthless.
Oh, Jerry?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I called Jerry. I said, look, can everybody get a free ice cream cone for my birthday?
Uh-huh.
And he said, sure. So you're welcome.
Okay.
That. Yep. We hooked it up. It's a day of winning for everyone but
Happy
Antoine.
Birthday.
So let me think. So
birthday breakfast.
So let me put this in the summary real quick.
Okay, sure. Go ahead.
UVA won.
Uh-huh.
And there's overrated ice cream.
This
is a stupid Tuesday.
Yeah, man.
Tuesday's
really
stupid.
Now he's just hurtful.
Yeah,
this is like when my son, and he was like this yesterday, and I don't know why. You know, you have those days with kids. Antoine doesn't, give the gift of life to anybody, so he doesn't understand this part right here. But there's those days where they want to get in trouble. They want to. They can't stop with their, I almost said a cuss word, with their snide little comments. They're hurting for it. And you give them a warning and you give them another warning and they are basically flipping you the deuces. You are forced to punish them. That's the way you sound right now.
Yep.
I don't care.
Tell you.
Yep. They do that too.
Ice cream and UVA winning. This is a terrible two. It is Tuesday.
I almost want to delete my Facebook because of all the happy UVA
all
fans.
All the happiness.
Yep.
I want to delete my Facebook again.
Yep. Well, I'm excited. So
I mean, they're not even my team, and I'm tempted to go post on your wall and go, whoo!
I'll tell you right now.
Yep. Wahoo!
Wahoo!
Let's do it. Let's figure it out.
I'm slitting a tire.
If y'all got, if there's Wahoo fans listening, text 52353 if you have specific cheers, chants, and phrases you use. Because I'm bandwagon on this. I'm not a loyal fan.
I'm not.
But I'm excited when teams around here win and people around here are happy.
The people are up and they are all over social media. Like, come on, UVA.
Antoine Terrell on Facebook.
Yes.
K92 Antoine on Instagram. Feel free to hit him up. Send him messages. He'll be very excited about the whole thing.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Why you gotta be like that, Bradley?
Bradley
Bauer? Pennsylvania. Okay. He decided that he did not like the way that the cashier was handling his groceries.
Oh, boy.
He put the potato chips in with the canned goods, and Bradley flipped out and choked him.
Yep. Choked him out.
I will say this. I have been to the grocery store, and I didn't care for the way my groceries were handled. But okay. I stopped, and I just handled the groceries myself.
Okay, didn't choke the person out?
I didn't choke them out.
I've been on the other side of that. My first job in high school, I was a bagger.
Mine as well.
And I put a loaf of bread and a tomato in the bag. That's the only thing that was in the bag. Mm-hmm. A loaf of bread and tomato.
Okay.
I did not know. Everybody else in the grocery store knew that this one customer likes his tomato in its own bag.
Oh, God.
So he looked me in my eye and unbagged both of them.
Uh-huh.
Both of them. And then still staring at me in the eye and then put the tomato back in the plastic bag.
Okay, well.
I walked away. He bagged the rest of his groceries. I walked away.
Well, that probably was me. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, but I don't like when if they put raw meat with fruit. I've had that happen before.
Oh, yeah, you don't do that.
You don't do stuff like that where it cross-contaminates.
Yeah, there's certain things. I mean, it's never acceptable to choke the person bagging your groceries.
No,
just to be clear.
Never do that.
Because only
don't
Monica's
be a Bradley.
Semi-justifying the situation here. And I can speak as someone who, again, I was also a bagger as a child at a grocery store called Super Place.
Ooh, mine was Old Dutch.
Ah, okay.
Oh, Super Place and Old Dutch.
Right, and I can say that many of the patrons of Super Place, much like many grocery stores, are mean. Yep. They're very mm-hmm. mean, and they have lots of demands. They talk down to you.
Yep.
Old ladies like Monica have many
what do you
demands.
Mean they talk down yes. to you?
Don't put too many things in the bag and make it too heavy.
Someone yelled at you and said that?
Oh, yeah. I got yelled at for that, too.
All the time, that one. Or then the opposite. Why do you put so many different things into the same different... There's too many bags. I can't carry them all at once.
I didn't know folks would like that.
Oh, yes. All the time. And then it was like, don't you crush anything on my bread. It's like, okay, woman, I'm making $4.25 an hour. You're going to get what you're going to get at this point.
Oh.
Don't appreciate the attitude. Don't appreciate people who want plastic bags with a paper bag inside of it. And so
I have seen people
because I want a paper bag, but I want handles. Like, okay, so this is not.
I don't think you can
God.
Be that picky at the grocery store.
Oh,
just get
are.
Your groceries, you know.
I also hate because it's like these niche grocery stores, like the Super Place mm-hmm. or the Old Dutch. The older people, after you bag their groceries and put it in a basket, they don't even ask you, hey, will you take this out? They just walk away from their groceries and just assume that you're going to follow them with the cart.
Huh. Yes. If there is ever a place that will make you question the existence of like God and question humanity, it is dealing with angry old women at the grocery store. That is the single
so you're saying,
scariest demographic of people.
Be nice to your cashiers and don't be a Bradley.
Exactly. Please. Don't be a Bradley.
Or a Monica, it seems like.
Well, you just don't put my raw meat with my fruit.
And I tell you what, I am excellent at bagging groceries. But, you know, from my time back in the day, I'll still do it. You know, sometimes if there's nobody there because they're busy or they're overextended and there's no bagger wherever I am, I'll just go and I'll bag the groceries because I think it's kind of just elitist and jerky to stand there and wait and then have the poor cashier person have to do all of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I go and I do it. And I'm good at it, man. And I go fast and I know what goes where in my house. So I'm kind of throwing everything.
And the customers behind you, they're all amped up. They're like, yeah, he's getting out of here.
and they are. And every single time, I guess it's a compliment. I don't know. But the cashier always goes, oh, you're really good at that. You should work here. And I'm thinking, okay, I know that's a compliment because they're saying I'm good at this, but also are they saying, you know, grocery store bagger, this should be your career?
We're like also saying I'm ready to leave, so you can just step in right now.
Yeah. Is this my special talent? Other people can hit a baseball 500 feet, but boy, I can bag me some groceries.
Never know when it might come in handy.
Yeah. A shocking update to worst birthday ever, as declared by my son the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad for him.
I do, too. Then he was mean to me, so I didn't feel as bad. We've got people texting in all the time. 52353. And, you know, something they don't specifically say who the text is for. Sometimes
right.
I do believe this one is for Antoine, though, from Dennis. It says, who's?
Yeah, that's for Antoine.
I think so.
Shut up.
Antoine is jealous. Here's someone, too. They were bagging groceries. Customer demanded, you put my 24-pack of Pepsi in one of those plastic bags.
What?
That I warned him it would burst, and it did. So.
Yep.
And then probably you got yelled at as the bagger.
Yep. Why didn't you double bag it?
Double bag.
Yep. It's your fault somehow. Mm-hmm. Much like it was my fault from my son's birthday.
You did it.
After the way you've treated me this morning, seems legit.
It's just the loser in you talking, Antoine. That's all it is. So my son's birthday, Friday night, if you missed it, received the toy. Mm-hmm. And disaster followed almost immediately. Shocking update, though. So here's just your refresher. He gets this Batman truck. Kind of looks like a fire truck because it's got this ladder that raises and lowers and got a little remote.
Cool.
Yeah, sure. And it's got this Batwing, this Batman-looking wing. And you load it into the ladder. And you can shoot it out. You hit on the remote control. Boom, shoot it out. Yeah. Fantastic.
The toy sounds amazing right now. I'm on board.
So he's excited. Antoine, he loads that thing up for the very first time. And he hits the little eject button. And that Batwing launches through the air.
Uh-huh.
And into the fireplace.
Oh. Dang! That's kind of hilarious.
Evil Monica Brooks.
Evil. We were thinking the same thing. Evil Monica.
Scott Fargus is what it is.
That is funny, though.
I do have to find Monica's evil Scott Fargus laugh. So I have an update.
Okay.
A shocking update on this entire situation. So this is just, you know, disaster, sadness, tears.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Again, his quote, not mine. Worst birthday ever.
Yeah.
So that evening, while he was wailing, and I was on my phone just desperately trying to find, I don't know, can I buy this piece? What's going on? Couldn't really find it online anywhere.
Well, you do.
I go to the Fisher-Price, Mattel. They're the same company now. So I go to the customer service, you know, hey, send us an email.
Yep.
And I explain my plight, and I say, she launched into the fire. He's devastated. Can I buy the part? Please, just, do you have the part? I would like to buy the part. Thank you very much. I received an email back yesterday. Sir, we regret to inform you that we do not have just that single part available to send to you.
Oh, man.
So what I'm going to do instead is just send the entire toy all over again, free of charge.
Thank you. Nice.
So I was shocked. They sent him the entire toy.
Wow.
Again, they said, we want him to have a great birthday. And since we don't have the available part, we'll send this. And now he has two command centers that he can play with together.
And now you're talking about them, and they're probably like, yeah, we did a good deal. Yeah, the toy went in the fire and this and that. So they probably were chatting about you.
Well, sure. I mean, the customer service guy was kind of like, all right, look, I just laughed out loud when I read this story, so I feel bad.
He did the same laugh I did.
He did
the same thing.
He said, so what I need to do at this point is I need to do something for this child because I am just, here's Monica.
I'm eating tuna fish, Monica.
And let me remind you, her celebrity laugh double is evil Scott Fargus from A Christmas Story.
That was customer service.
So yes, after they gave it an evil laugh because it was kind of hilarious.
Yeah.
I was amazed. I was shocked.
That's really cool. Yeah. That's awesome. Nice.
So shout out to Fisher Price, Mattel, whatever you want to call it, for that customer service, which let's
be
honest,
in and save the day.
You just don't see these days anymore.
Yeah.
So I thought that was very cool. And I think you can support that company with pride today.
Mm-hmm.
I know, you are the worst. Listen to that.
I'm eating tuna fish, Monica.
Happy birthday, little boy.
The K92 Morning Thing.
Speaking of, text 52353. This person says, I need a new job. Antoine, can I have yours?
I'm about to get fired, so yeah.
Nope.
Not yet.
Nope.
You're not getting fired. Even if I didn't like you, I don't want to go through the hiring process again. Forget it. I'd put up with your mess.
So no ice cream, no popcorn.
I'm okay with it.
All right,
fine.
Sounds good.
UVA hater.
That means I can share more things that I don't like.
A lot of haterade.
Yeah.
Can I say something nice about UVA real quick?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
I'll say something nice. Okay, this is the only saving grace that I will give the University of Virginia.
Okay.
So 2019, this year, yesterday, they won a national championship.
Mm-hmm.
2018, they suffered the worst loss in the history of March Madness.
Yes.
So there is some good that they were able to win the following year.
Retribution. That's an amazing turnaround.
That's all I will say.
After being at their lowest of the low, after being a laughing stock, really, this time last year.
And it's kind of karma for me because, boy, I really soaked that in.
Oh, I bet you did.
Whew.
Yeah,
sure
yeah. So, really, if you don't like UVA, it's Antoine's fault that they won because he rubbed it in so deeply.
Oh, I did.
Here's their coach.
Bernard Mir will present the championship trophy to the University of Virginia. Congratulations, coach and team.
I don't know if all these guys will remember this, but when they come into my office, I got a poster of Rocky on the steps.
And I told them, I said, I just want a chance at a title fight one day. That's all we want. And these guys came to fight in this title, and now we're the champs. And I'm so thankful because this is a great story.
Thank you, Antoine.
He put that in there at the end. You couldn't hear it.
Yeah, I heard
crowd.
It. Mm-hmm.
Tony
yeah.
Bennett.
It was.
He's a good guy.
Yep. The second greatest Tony Bennett
ever. I know.
Ever.
I was.
And it's really not even close. I know. That sucks when your name is Tony Bennett. You're like, I will never be the best Tony Bennett ever.
No.
No, you're not the Tony Bennett.
I mean, I could maybe become the best Zach Jackson ever. It's me versus a guy who used to pitch for the Milwaukee Brewers. Those are the only two Zach Jacksons we're dealing with right now. But Tony Bennett, he has no shot. No shot at all. Never.
Yeah, he has that name.
None.
Yep.
None whatsoever. I don't know another Monica Brooks.
No.
Nor do I know another Antoine Terrell.
Me either.
I was just thinking, I don't know another Cher. Is there a baby Cher out there?
That was a random.
What are you smoking?
Where did that come from?
Yeah, I was just thinking, like those names like that.
We're talking
is
about
a Cher?
People in the room.
I know, but seriously, though.
All right, look, let me just be specific.
Dude.
It's my birthday. So you got a Cher. I mean, come on.
Happy birthday, Zach Jackson.
Cher with an A-S, not Cher with a C-H. Come on. Jeez. I don't know what she's doing over there, but we all should be able to have some.
The K92 Morning Thing has the scoopla.
Oh, The View.
Lots of drama on The View. So much drama.
Horrible show. It's such a horrible show.
And Rosie O'Donnell, she's writing a book about The View and behind the scenes and what she experienced.
That used to be a guilty pleasure of mine, like as a kid and stuff.
The View?
The View was a guilty pleasure of mine.
You just wanted to watch women fighting with each other?
It was a very...
All kinds of arguments on The View all the time.
Yeah, and this is nothing new, but there's audio that's been leaking out this week from back when Barbara was still on there.
Yeah.
And... even then there was drama even just yesterday because there's this book coming out, and this is not Rosie's book. This is a book that it's called Ladies Who Punch, the explosive inside story of The View.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that book's out now, and that's why this whole everything has been coming out. So they had all this hidden microphone audio of how horrible Barbara Walters used to be.
Whew.
And how she would make Elizabeth cry.
Yeah.
And cuss and all sorts of things. So this is the audio that's been making the rounds. So this is Barbara. They were having some argument about the morning after pill. I mean, that's where it all starts with this show for me, is they just pick the most inflammatory, no fun topics.
Mm-hmm.
And then they fight with each other.
Yeah.
And women, they are, for the most part, very, very competitive in the workplace when it comes to other women. I see it happen all the time.
It can happen, but it's not the case all the time.
Oh, of course not all. No, okay. Yeah. When I say all the time.
I know.
Often. Frequently. On occasion.
You witnessed it.
I don't know.
Every once in a while.
I just witnessed it. And I always feel with The View is they just don't set these women up for success. They set them up to fight. I mean, that's really what it is.
Well, that's a show.
Yeah.
We've got to be able to have these discussions and listen to other people's opinions.
Yeah, right.
And not go so crazy that you don't listen to anybody's opinion.
I heard
opinion.
Everything you said. I just am emphatic.
I barely started. We have to go on, and we have to learn how to discuss these things in some sort of rational way.
Let's see what Sally Field thinks.
We'll be right back with Sally Field.
Yeah. So that's Barbara saying, be quiet, child. I mean, that's really what that is.
Man.
So then they go to hidden microphone, not hidden, but it's just behind the scenes.
The mics are still on.
Oh, yeah. The mics are always on.
Uh-huh.
As I know, I've said some things by mistake here on the on the K92 Morning Thing. And Elizabeth is furious.
That. I'm not going to sit there and get reprimanded on the air. I am not going to get reprimanded. No, it's not okay to sit there and get reprimanded on the air. You know what?
I know.
What the f***? Like, I'm not going back out there. I'm not going back out there.
Come into my office here.
No, I'm not going back out there.
Okay, honey.
I'm not taking
it. I hear what you're saying.
What the f***? I don't even swear. She has me swearing. This woman's driving me nuts.
I know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm.
But the other thing is, what you get to see behind the scenes is everybody is a weasel who's afraid of Barbara Walters. Because Joy sits there and goes, I know, you're so right, you're so right. And then in this clip, just sucks up to Barbara.
She doesn't want to come back on
the air. She has to. Bill, she has to. This is why we shouldn't have done this discussion.
Walked off the show.
Well, that's ridiculous.
I tried to stop her.
I tried to stop her. What?
Ridiculous.
She's gone.
I quit.
What are you doing?
I'm quitting.
Oh.
I don't need to be reprimanded on air like that by this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I heard that audio. I'm like, well, but Barbara, she did create the show, right?
She did. Yeah, and that Bill, by the way, when she's like, Bill, this is unacceptable. Bill is such a weasel because he goes back to Elizabeth and says, I know, I told Barbara that whole thing was wrong. Like, well, Bill, that audio seems to be missing.
I know, where is that audio, Bill?
And there was drama just yesterday. Joy versus Megan.
Well, we've had a bunch of liberal guests who do not want to send in aid at all.
I listen to you. Let me just finish.
Yeah, part of your job is to listen to me.
Don't let me be in the audience.
Oh, there was a hair flip and everything.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Don't have me sitting in the audience with my popcorn.
You would have egged it on.
Monica was the show. That episode would end in a battle royal if Monica was there because she would heighten the whole thing. Oh, Joy, you going to take that?
Yep. That's so good. Monica's it would not help that situation.
That kid on the playground that keeps score. Oh, 1-1, 1-1.
You're listening to the K92 Morning Thang, where people match wits in the arena of fate. This is Fact or Bullcrap.
Fact or Bullcrap is true, false, with a screw in you. Let's meet our contestants. We say good morning first to Josh. Hello, Josh.
Yes.
We're going to get into the heated debate here in a minute of when you come back in your next life. Josh, would you like to be a man again, or do you want to be a woman next time?
I'm going to be a man.
Okay. He's like, I'm a boy. Don't ask such crazy questions. Tanya, good morning, Tanya.
Hello, good morning.
Tanya, next life, man or woman?
Woman.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. They're sticking to it.
Consistency.
Saying, nope, I like my parts. I'm not changing it up. Josh, would you like to go first or second in the game?
I'll go second.
All right, second for you. Tanya, you will go first. Here's the deal. Fact or bullcrap is 3 rounds. I'll give you a statement, and you tell me if it is fact or bullcrap. Get it right, get a point. Get it wrong, lose a point. You're also allowed one screw. You force your opponent to answer your question instead. Let's do this.
Round one.
I actually think the results of the man-woman survey are surprising, so we'll explain in the trending here in a few. Tanya, here's your question in round one. Fact or bullcrap, Tanya? A recent survey claims that the average person spends almost 2 hours every day in a bad mood. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Tanya?
Fact.
Is?
Correct.
2 hours? Yeah. That's a good chunk of time.
I know. And I'm angry, Zach, and that seems like too much time.
It's a lot of time. 2 hours.
They said the top things that put you in a bad mood, bad sleep, number one.
Yeah.
It's because you don't have a sleep number bed. Your fault. Dog poop.
Is
it going to carry that with you your whole day?
I know.
Argument, feeling sick, and your computer not working.
I was going to say computer. Probably social media and technology.
Yeah, again, y'all need to chill. Josh, here's your question in round one. Factor bullcrap. Josh, kangaroos have fingerprints that look like human fingerprints. Ooh. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Josh?
Oh, my God. I'm going to say fact on that one.
Okay, and you would be?
No!
That means you're wrong.
Oh, they got those weird hands. However, koala have human-like fingerprints.
They're mean, right?
They are mean. Yes, they're very mean.
Guess where they live? Australia.
Yeah. Antoine's afraid of all animals in Australia. You're not a kangaroo.
You know where I live? I live in Virginia, so I wouldn't know.
He's like, exactly. You and your weird animals, I got no idea.
Tanya won and Josh minus one.
Round two.
Tanya, here's your question. Round two, fact or bullcrap, Tanya. According to IT workers, the biggest threat to computer security is Russian bots. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Tanya?
Bullcrap.
Is?
Correct.
The answer? You.
Yeah,
with the biggest
it's always your fault. Yeah. IT blames you for everything, no matter what it is.
What did you do?
Yeah, I didn't do anything. Well, I didn't do anything is the common lie of someone who did something.
So I just hit one button. Yep. Something happened.
Turn it off and turn it back on.
I always do that first. Because I know it's always the first thing IT is going to say anyway. So I turn it off, I turn it back on, then I bang it. And if those two things don't work, then I let them know. All right, Josh, you got to get a point on this or the game is over. Fact or bullcrap, Josh, 2/3 of people say that they've worked out at home in order to get in good enough shape to go work out at the gym. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Josh?
I say bullcrap.
Is
no.
That means you're wrong.
Oh, no.
I believe that.
I know. People are they're funny about that.
Because folks can be nervous because the gym can be intimidating if you don't
know
what you're doing. So.
Very. But it shouldn't be that way. And I'm going to be perfectly honest. Every single person that I talk to and I say, oh, you should come to Counter Response. Come to the gym with us. Well, I got to work out at home first before that. That's them saying, I'm not going to work out. I'm
not going to do it.
I got to get in
don't
shape.
Don't be intimidated. And ladies, by the way, join Fit Chicks VBR on Facebook, too. So if you want to, like, you know, meet a friend, someone, a gym partner, you know, you can find that support there.
You kind of made it sound dirty there for a second. It's like, ladies, if you want to meet a friend.
It
was like Tinder all of a sudden. But yes, so if you'd like to go, Fit Chicks VBR, it's Monica's private Facebook group where
ladies
women,
only.
They judge other women. It's like one big episode of The View.
That's what it is.
There's hurt feelings, there's anger, all of it.
WXLK HD.
Rono.
Oh, man. I mean, just so many big things going down. Brand new anger diary. Hey, the one-way conversation. A heated debate. A heated debate. Heated debate about men and women parts in a second. Let's be honest. He says he's either quitting his job or his friendship. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I've had those same feelings.
Okay.
Oh.
Lately here.
Today.
Wahoo! Whatever they say.
Wahoo!
Shut your mouth.
So like Monica was like choking on a bite of food. Wahoo!
Go Hoos! Yeah.
$5,000 in the secret sound. All big, but let's not forget the biggest of them all. This is a huge weekend for Monica Brooks, Antoine.
Huge.
This is her favorite weekend of the year.
What weekend is this?
Her passion for golf is incredible.
Oh.
And she loves the Masters.
Masters.
Yep. Oh, that music fires up.
The Masters is back on CBS.
Yes.
Prepare yourself for a week of the image of a golf ball being struck in slow motion. The tee spinning slowly round and round. Whose tee is it? And will they pick it up? Who cares? Because it's the Masters on CBS.
Oh, yes. It's Monica's favorite comatose weekend.
I can't wait.
Yep. Listen to her.
I hear it in your voice.
She's actually moving backwards now. The Masters.
Well, my daughter will be excited. Ava will be excited. She will watch.
And yes, much like how Antoine has no joy for UVA fans, Monica does not experience joy for children. So that's what we have.
It's pretty to look at.
The Masters.
Very pretty.
I shall be taking a nap from Friday until Monday.
The K92 Morning Thing trending number three.
Yeah,
that was something.
That was perfect. Good. I appreciate Shannon.
Hey, Antoine, who won that basketball game last night?
Oh, shut up.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, this is one of those ones where, okay, I get it. It was against the law. But really, do we have to be such sticklers for the rules sometimes? And this is coming from me, lover of all things rules.
Yeah, you love rules.
But it's just, eventually, doesn't common sense have to set in?
I would think so.
This mom is facing 60 days in jail and a $5,000 fine. Monica, why?
Why?
Because she let her kid, who's 3 years old, pee in the parking lot of a gas station.
Huh?
Yeah.
And she's going to jail for that?
Yeah. Maybe. We'll see.
Why couldn't he go in the bathroom?
Accidents happen. And he was like, well, take him in the bathroom. What if I would have ran in the bathroom and somebody would have been in there? What was I going to do, let him pee on the floor of the gas station? I'm going to court, you know, on the 30th.
She's also pregnant.
Several days before I'm due. Yeah, I could get it extended, but I would rather deal with it when I'm pregnant, not when I have a newborn.
Kid,
but she's not going to jail.
3 years old, and it was, Mom, I got to go. Mom, I got to go. Mom, I got to. They got out of the car, and he said, I can't wait. And he's like, I'm going to pee my pants right this second. So she
just pee on the ground.
Pulled his pants down, and he peed, and she tried to shield him as best she could.
Right.
And this was in the parking lot of a gas station. Cop happened to be there. This is in Georgia. And
you didn't have anything else to do.
I don't know. Wrote her a ticket. This has got to be a young guy who doesn't have kids.
Yeah, because like when you have little ones and they have to go, a lot of times they can't hold it.
Little ones? Littles. Monica!
Oh, yeah,
shoot.
I have to go. It's emergency pee. I mean, it might be me peeing in the parking lot.
I know. It's like it's a gas station parking lot as a three-year-old. Do we really care?
It's like cut her a break. Pregnant mom.
Right. It doesn't seem worth it. But, well, I'm going to write you a ticket. All right, good for you.
Yeah.
There's really no reason for that.
Number two,
trending. Antoine, if/when you are super rich,
yes,
you can have this because, you know, the super rich, they get all the privileges because they have the money, which, you know, I'm okay with. They have them. Am I the only one that's really not bothered by this college admission scandal thing at all? I really don't think it's that big a deal.
Really?
Yeah. Rich people give money to colleges all the time, and then they get buildings named after them, and they get their kids to go to the school and all sorts of things.
But their kid is, you know, they receive a degree as a doctor, you know, to become a doctor, but they don't have the skill.
Well,
then that's a problem.
They're not getting a fake degree. They're just kind of letting them in the first place.
Still,
they still need to get the actual degree.
They're not deserving of it. I think
I'm in the middle. If I have that much money, I'm going to try.
Sure.
I'm going to try to use that money to get advantage. Now, if it doesn't work, but I'm going to try.
I don't think so.
The only thing I don't understand about that admission scandal is why these people felt the need to go through some sort of illegal means, because there are plenty of legal ways to donate a bunch of money to a college and have people in your family get accepted to that college. I don't know why they had to dance around it.
But also, college is not for everyone. So it's like, if your kid is not made for college,
right,
then just don't try to buy their way in.
Right, and really, we should be dealing with the fact that colleges, they make way too much money off of everyone. How about we deal with that issue?
And
like, that's the bigger issue we don't even deal with.
These celebrities, not like they're hurting for money, or their kids are hurting for money anyway.
Anyway, the super rich now, Antoine, and I think you will like this one, is it's called Red Carpet Home Cinema.
Okay.
So you'll be able to rent movies that are in the theater to play at your house on big, beautiful screens. So
I'm
basically
sold.
Have your own movie. It'll be about $1,500 to $3,000 a film.
Oh.
Wait.
And you do have to be the super rich. You have to have a credit card with a limit of at least $50,000 to even be considered for this thing. And you have to install a $15,000 streaming box in order to play the movies in the first place. And then they're a couple thousand dollars.
So once I hit the lotto and stop talking to you guys, I'll do it.
Yep.
Sounds good.
And we'll figure out a way to hack in and only play UVA basketball games. Oh.
Number one.
Okay. Live life again. Do you want to be a man or a woman? And I think the results are surprising in this one. So let's say you do your life this one, but you come back. Second life, Monica, man or a woman?
Woman.
Woman?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Antoine?
Man.
Really?
Yep.
See, I want to be a woman.
Nope.
But you just want to. You thinking nasty.
I already know how to drop.
You stop.
No.
You're just thinking something nasty.
Monica, I think nasty anyway, so it has nothing to do with that. I want to see how the other side lives.
No.
I'm sorry. Olivia's here. Yes, Olivia.
I want to be a man.
See?
No. I've been thinking about it the whole drive on my way here. I would rather be a man. It's easier because, like the little boy, you can pee in a parking lot. You can pee wherever you want.
So just
okay. You don't have to deal with the women issues that they do every month.
Yeah, all those things.
I enjoy being
a
lady.
See, I want to, it's not even so much for the dirty reasons. I want to try out that whole power thing that y'all have. I mean, the power you guys have over men, the ability to just basically dance through the dating pool where the answer is always yes with at least one. You can walk into any bar knowing, okay, I could at least have one person in here definitely, and probably 70% of the room. Really? You don't think of it that way. Men, there is we basically have a 0% chance most nights, okay?
Well,
that's for that. I
already know how to drive this car, so I'm just fine.
Yeah,
staying with the model that I have.
I want to upgrade. I feel like this model's old and gross. So women are way prettier. I mean, come on. But I was surprised because only 10% of women said they'd want to be a man, and only 8% of men said woman. I mean, it was so low.
Oh. It was very low.
I was shocked. No, I'm a man. I'm going to be a boy forever. Okay.
Like,
I'm done with this. All right.
Next life.
I'm 43.
Zacharina.
Try something new.
Yeah, Zacharina Jackson.
Come on, Monica. No. It's Zaquita.
Zaquita.
Knows.
Oh, I got to get it right.
I know.
Sensitive listener friends, cover your ears.
The truth, according to Zach.
It's time for a few more entries in Zach's Anger Diary.
Dear Diary. I get it. We are addicted to our phones. We love burying our noses in those little things while we shut out the world around us. And you know what? That's cool. Sometimes it is nice to shut out the world around you and just dive into whatever the world of Instagram or text messages or Candy Crush has to offer. But if you're going to do that, then do that. Don't be throwing out these random bits of one-way communication that don't mean anything to the people around you. My wife loves doing this. She'll be sitting there on the couch on her phone and then out of nowhere just say, "I'm telling you what." what?
Oh, nothing.
What do you mean nothing? If that statement wasn't meant for me, then just say it in your head. And what is it with people who get a text, look at it, and then, oh, that's funny. What's funny?
Oh, I was just reading a text.
I know. If you don't have any intention of sharing, which is fine, because I probably don't care anyway, then don't say anything out loud in the first place. Just because you type LOL doesn't mean you actually have to act the part. Just over there trying to prove whatever it is you're doing is interesting. Look at me, I'm looking at hilarious things. We don't care, stop it. Okay, moving on, Diary. I don't understand children one bit. On one hand, they think their parents are the dumbest humans alive who don't know a single thing about anything. I mean, God forbid I try to give my son advice on anything.
No, you don't know.
fine, whatever, I'm a moron, just stop talking. But at the same time, for as dumb as I'm supposed to be, I'm also supposed to be some kind of genius who knows the location of every single toy they own. And you know what? Not even every toy. Every single piece of toy, no matter how big or how insignificant it may be.
Where's my little gun that goes with this Lego guy that I haven't played with in 6 months?
How the heck would I know?
You know.
No, I don't know. Remember, I'm dumb. I don't know anything. And furthermore, why is it my job to know the last known location of absolutely everything on Earth? You're the one who played with it last.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was me who was playing with the Batman Batcave Play Castle when I got home from work the other day. Okay, and you know what? Maybe I do play with it when nobody's looking, but I also put all the pieces back where I found them. It ain't my job to know where your stuff is. I don't come into your room and be like, hey, kid, where are my brown dress socks? So don't be coming into mine making equally ridiculous demands. Till next time, Diary. I say goodbye.
Let's go back to the text, though.
Uh-oh.
Okay. What is wrong with laughing at a text message or something, email?
You have to share with the class.
But why?
If you're not going to share with the class, then shush.
What if we want to laugh at it, if it's funny?
Laugh to yourself.
Can you laugh without, like, laughing? Like, when you, like the little snicker? Like, people can see it, but you don't hear it?
No, you can be quiet. You can say in your brain.
Otherwise,
you have
to share.
I have had this humorous experience. Thank you. Let me move on.
I agree with Zach.
I think someone's just nosy.
I find it to be.
No, Jared has said that to me because I'll laugh at a text or a video or something. He's like, "Well, what happened?"
Yeah, because I want to join in your laughter. Maybe I want to be a part of
it. It's not even that. I'm just your desperate plea for attention is gross, and I don't need it anymore.
That too. Are you serious right now?
Wait, I don't know what you're talking about.
I thought there was a mistake. I thought you messed something up.
I didn't hear anything.
No, I didn't either.
Did you hear anything?
No,
I don't know.
What was?
Did you hear something?
I heard an owl.
An owl? Oh, like there's an owl in the studio. Get out. How would that even happen? Seriously, Antoine. Like we can just I can push a button and an owl's gonna just be on the radio.
I know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I feel like you guys are being childish.
Us?
Childish.
We are big fans of Temple University. I don't know what you're talking
about. We're adults in the studio.
Sometimes brutal, always out of love. Aww. The K92 Morning Thangs, let's be honest.
That's right, Monica. We are grown.
We're grown-ups.
We're grown-ups, and we're here to help people.
Gosh.
We say good morning to Fletcher. Hello, Fletcher.
Hey, guys.
How's it going?
How you doing? Good, a little nervous, but.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm told you have a big life decision to make. And you've basically said either the job or the friendship is gone. And that's really where we're at right now. So explain the situation and we'll see what we can do to help.
Okay. So, I think I might need to quit my job. One of my coworkers is messing around with my ex-wife.
Mm. Okay.
I considered him a friend at one point. My wife and I still have a good relationship. We get together for family dinners and stuff.
Okay, so you have kids together.
Two kids, right. Uh-huh.
But for the most part, the relationship it's okay.
Yeah, for what it is, it's okay. Yeah,
all right.
You know.
Well, yeah, exactly. Nothing's perfect, but you're at least not one of these couples that just fight all the time, and I'm not taking a court and all that stuff. Okay.
Right.
So you have coworker is now dating this ex-wife of yours, and that bothers you.
Yes. Yeah. We've been separated for like 4 years now. And, we've dated other people. But last Sunday she left her phone on the counter and, my buddy, if you want to call him that, I guess who will remain nameless at the moment. He pops up on her phone.
Okay.
You know, his picture, he called and the picture was right there. And, it went to voicemail, but, he then sent the text right after. And the text basically asked about hooking up, I don't know, doing the do later
that
night.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Very efficient way to describe. Hello, I would like to hook up later on. Thank you very much.
Correct.
Please reply.
Check. Yes.
All right. So, I understand. You're this is an emotional situation for you, but 4 years, you say, right?
Yeah. 4 years.
But that was his friend, though.
You know?
Like, if your friend, even if you are It's kind of like bro code, right? Girl code, bro code,
I don't
cross
know.
Those lines.
I really don't know.
I don't know.
I guess you could, I don't think you can draw a line until you've been stuck in that situation. I want to feel like if I truly am over the relationship, mm-hmm. then I should be okay with other people being allowed to find joy. Right?
Yeah, but if it's your best friend or a close friend.
Well, it's not really his best friend.
But a close friend, would you be upset by that?
I don't know. I mean, if they came to me and said, hey, look,
but
here's
maybe
the
that's
situation.
The key. He didn't approach you.
Is that the thing? Because that's the first you found out about it?
Yeah, but, that's the first time, basically.
Okay.
And
What if he had come to you? Or she had? What if they both had?
Well, I think that's the problem. Why are they hiding it? If they said something, I feel like jerk number one.
Okay,
like, and this has happened behind my back.
And I think that's where the underlying issue is.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't talk about it.
Yeah.
That it could have come up. He could have been told. By now.
Yeah.
That wasn't the first text message.
Yeah. Antoine, you went to college for smart people relationship type things, so mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, is it bro code? Does that trump
at least talk
everything?
To your friend? If you're friends,
yes. If you're friends, yeah. And you hook up with an ex, no matter how long the ex could have been in second grade and you guys are 32 years old.
Because I think
conversation needs to happen.
Any of my exes right now in my entire life, I don't really care.
Well, you don't care because you're not gonna care. You're married?
I mean, I had a friend in college who hooked up with one of my ex-girlfriends. He didn't say anything to me until after the fact, and we had a good laugh about what a bad kisser she was. So it was fun to be we came together.
But with it being his ex-wife.
Yeah.
And having children together, you're going to be potentially, if the relationship lasts, he'll be a stepdad. Like, yeah. I mean, that could be.
Well, I'm going to tell you this much. If it bothers this dude this much that he's saying, all right, I either need to quit my job or I need to quit the friendship, sounds like it's the job because you can't be around this person all the time then.
Now, that's true. That's true. Even if you quit the friendship, you're still going to see that person.
Well, it's kind of quitting the friendship anyway.
Yeah.
I don't feel like keeping the friendship doesn't really sound like an option anymore. I don't know. All right, can we save this? Can we have a heart-to-heart and just get over this situation?
I don't know. I mean, maybe I can. I don't know.
Let's do this. Let's look for people because I know they are out there that have ended up in, we'll call them awkward relationships that have worked out.
Mm-hmm.
Where maybe your ex is now with your best friend or brother or sister or, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Awkward relationships that did work out.
Sometimes brutal, always out of love. Aww. The K92 Morning Thangs, let's be honest.
I like to think that I'm evolved.
Yeah.
I could be the bigger person. Really would not want to be one of those people that has the ugly ex-wife, ex-husband argument garbage all
right,
the time.
Right,
right.
I want them to be able to live their best life and do whatever.
Get along.
Of course, I ain't in that situation, so probably in it, I'd be like, I'm going to fight to the bitter end on everything.
I mean, but Fletcher seems like he has a great relationship with his ex, but yeah, but
for the
friendship.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
And then so just to clue everybody in, we welcome back Fletcher. Hi, Fletcher.
Hey, guys.
Hey, so what the situation is ex-wife, relatively good terms in terms of relationship. They've got two older kids.
Yeah.
But they're cordial. That's really all you can expect. And where the saltiness comes in is he has found out that one of his friends / coworkers has sort of been seeing his ex-wife mm-hmm. on the sly. And what do we do now?
Yep. Can we bring it back together somehow?
Are you, Fletcher, I guess only you can truly know the answer to this, but as far as your relationship with your ex-wife, feelings-wise, are you over it?
Nope.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think if she were dating somebody else, I wouldn't care as much.
Okay. I mean, you're never fully over it because there's so much emotion tied to it. But to be able to say, okay, I don't ever see us getting back together,
yeah.
and nor do I really want to.
But we did have a few texts.
He thought long, though.
Yeah,
He thought a little longer.
But not saying that he doesn't love. I mean, that's the mother of his children. So
right. Yeah, that's true.
Again, you can't just erase all those emotions. So we said, all right, let's try to talk to some people that have had successful awkward relationships. We'll call them that. So let's start with Jessica. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
Okay, what do you got for us?
Okay, so kind of sum it up super quick, but me and my ex separated almost 5 years ago.
Okay.
And then my brother and his wife separated within 3 months of us. And then the very next month they got together. So our exes were then a couple. So,
interesting.
Yeah. I said, if I can make it through that, I can make it through anything.
Okay.
So You know, at first it was on the fly. That's the part that did bother me. I wish they would have been more open about it.
Okay, so what got you past that then?
What got me past it is the fact of my daughter, because we both have kids with each other. Mm-hmm. So I knew her, so I felt comfortable with her. So I knew she would be good to my kid. I knew mm-hmm. there was a respect level there. So I tried to look at it as a positive, at least the fact of it's not a complete stranger. My daughter knows right. her. You know, they're good together, et cetera. And you know, that's the plus.
Yeah, and you almost want to have, what you really want to say to yourself is, this is how you get over it, is it really worth it? Am I going to let them dictate my life? Really?
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. It wasn't worth letting them get to me. We split for a reason. We're better friends now than we were then.
Okay, good.
You know, and it has been 4 years that they had been together. So, sure. I mean, she was the whole reason a lot of times my daughter got to see her dad, because he travels for a living.
Uh-huh.
And so she was the one meeting me every other weekend so she could go see her father. So it worked out well for my situation. So try to pull the positives out of it. If the guy's a good guy and he knows his kids can be, you know, in good hands, try to look at it that way, because if you look at it in the negative way, it really defeats you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, at the end of the day.
It's hard.
Find the positives.
And Fletcher's probably like, I don't want to.
I know. It'll take a minute. Right, but yeah.
Fletcher, where's your head at? What are you thinking?
Well, I can see that. I mean, I you know, while I was on hold, I'm thinking that, you know, maybe this is just the fact that this is going on behind my back. Is more of the problem than mm-hmm. the fact that they're dating. So
let's have a conversation with them and be like, okay, you know what? Not ideal, but let's see if we can be bigger people and see where this goes.
Right.
Schedule a meeting with a big bowl of mashed potatoes on the table.
Mashed potatoes? Is that to eat or throw?
So someone's been having mashed potatoes. No, I'm just like, don't do that. Don't do that now.
Monica, you're done.
Well, yep, I know.
You're done.
I knew I should have stopped this 30 seconds ago. I could have left it a high, Antoine. Now I got to lead on a medium.
Hey. WXLKHD.
Rono. We are here to celebrate you. You know, celebrate your joys.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Celebrate the things that go on in your life.
Yeah.
If you're a Wahoos fan, you're excited today. We celebrate that. Except for Antoine, who doesn't celebrate that. You know, or if you have other milestones going on in your life, text 52353. This is from Candace, and she says, "Can I get a birthday shout out?"
Uh huh.
So I would just like to say, happy birthday to me, Zach Jackson, on Candace's birthday.
Oh, yep. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Candace.
Happy Zach Jackson's birthday, Candace.
Candace's birthday is the only one I'm acknowledging today.
Candace.
I'm sorry, did you say something?
Who said something?
I don't know.
Don't turn my mic off.
Well, if I want to, I'm in charge. Yeah, I don't know. Antoine is talking about him going on over there. I'm not sure.
You guys are rude.
Nature sounds. We're just enjoying nature. Happy birthday, Candace. There you go. You can get your own.
Happy birthday.
Text 52353. Let's shout you out. It's Drew's birthday today, too.
Drew,
he's
happy birthday,
16
Drew.
Years old. Shout out to this texter. Approaching 2 years after their weight loss journey started, they've lost 210 pounds overall.
Candace. Nice.
Down to 135 from 350.
That's hard work.
Yeah, back in May 2017. So that's fantastic.
Congratulations.
Dope. Samantha and Troutville, her six-year-old, hasn't wet the bed in 7 nights.
Woo.
So, yep.
Yep. Love that.
Fingers crossed. You can knock on wood. You start saying that. You never know.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Yeah, A-Rod, his biggest regret, those pictures from 2009 where he was looking into a mirror and he kissed the mirror.
Oh, my God.
Like, he was looking at himself.
I don't think I've ever seen those pictures.
Oh,
and I was an A-Rod fan back then.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
You wouldn't have been. I can tell you this much if you saw those.
His biggest regret, and he cringes every time he sees that picture.
That whole photo shoot is just, I mean, the other poses look like he should be naked on a bearskin rug. It's that whole look. Oh, the entire.
I see it now.
He said he just wanted to get out of there. It was supposed to be a quick photo shoot. It was taking long. He was hungry.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I really was thinking, I want a burger.
Okay.
And it was
and he
the
just
last
thought his
picture.
Face was so delicious. He was starving.
And he looked into the mirror and kissed himself, and people just stuck with that picture.
He does love himself.
A-Rod thought he was looking like a snack that day.
Mm-hmm.
He does look like a snack.
He does look like a snack.
I mean,
a very smooth glazed donut of some kind.
He looks like a meal. How does he make his skin look so good?
What meal would A-Rod be, Monica? Monica likes to associate, you know, celebrities with food and things like that. So if A-Rod is a snack,
he would be KFC original chicken.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
That
was so quick. You didn't have to think about that.
Yep. So delicious, but also because he's so smooth, your fingers will be a little greasy at the end. I see what you're saying.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Okay. Thor. That would be Chris Hemsworth.
Yes.
He's ready to be the next James Bond. What do you think?
Never going
to
happen.
Why do you say never?
I saw the article. I looked at him. I was like, could he pull this off?
I think he could.
Of course he could pull it off, but it is never going to happen. He's not British. You got to be British. You got to be British to be James Bond. I'm sorry. You can't be Australian.
You have to be.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
right.
You do.
Well, I'm sorry.
Everyone wants a crack at James Bond, and he believes that he could do it.
You have to be British.
I'm
sure he could pull it off, but I know those are their rules.
Can he fake an accent?
He can be suave Crocodile Dundee, you know, whatever. It's just, he can't do it, though.
Shade him like that.
I have to, because that's how they're going to shade him. I take Idris Elba any day.
Yeah,
that's
great.
That's what I'm pulling for. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm pulling for.
Yeah, I'm waiting for him
to
make
an guy who plays Mr. Bean. I would like that.
Mr. Bean?
Yeah, sure. Bean, James, see?
Come on.
No.
Come on. Who's making jokes around here?
Where is the owl?
Where's the owl?
I'm trapped in the forest all by myself.
Now I feel attacked.
Nobody likes my brand of comedy. Unpopular opinions. Mm-hmm. We all have them from time to time. There's certain things that we believe or feel that other people get very mad about.
Get upset. I mean,
There is a debate rolling on the internet right now because this person has gone out on a limb and said, let's face it, people, cereal is better with water.
Ooh, who said that?
I don't know, some internet
guy. With water.
Some water, yeah. Said milk actually messes with the flavor of cereal, and because water is neutral.
Sorry, sir, you are broken.
It allows you to feature the cereal more.
No, thank you.
That is from Redditor Dubitably Indubitable. You wanted to know who it was?
Yeah.
That's who it is.
Would you try it?
No.
You wouldn't
I
even try
it?
Dry. You wouldn't try it? Maybe he's right.
I
mean, maybe he's onto something.
I'd try it, but it just seems
like, well,
empty
I would
to me.
Do it.
I think milk, for the most part, enhances the cereal
it
experience.
Does.
It's one of the few times I actually enjoy milk.
That's the only time I enjoy it.
If I had a choice over milk or water, I'd just say just eat the cereal dry if we don't have any milk.
Yeah. I have kids. They don't eat cereal with milk ever. Neither
that's
of them.
Right.
They
I prefer it dry.
Yeah, they eat it dry and nothing else. But water. So that got the debate rolling there. But sometimes you have unpopular opinions. We're talking about milky, creamy things. I'm sorry, people of the world. I know you love it. But I do believe the worst pasta of all pastas is fettuccine Alfredo. It is just a big bowl of steaming gross.
It's a lot of thick.
It's so thick.
And you shouldn't be allowed to eat it in the spring and summer months.
Oh, I agree.
It's because it's just so thick and heavy.
Yep, 70 degrees. Should be the temperature cutoff.
Let's
I'm sorry,
outside
sir.
Let's go eat fettuccine Alfredo.
Let's sit on the porch on a 90 degree
that's
day.
Tummy ache.
Yeah, fettuccine Alfredo to me, I actually believe the sauce mimics what's going on in your arteries at the same time. Because it's just, it's too much.
It's right there with ranch. Me.
It is kind of ranch pasta in a lot of ways. So,
dump
unpopular opinions. You can yell at me if you want at 52353.
You can start rolling it on your birthday and then tag it with happy birthday,
that's
Zach.
That's fine. You can say happy birthday. I hate you.
Yeah, attack Zach for once. Jeez.
Gosh.
Yeah. So, Antoine, yeah, what? I'm sorry, you were saying something? Anybody else unpopular opinions?
I can
launch into the fact that I'm sorry, children of the world. Fortnite is overrated. It's a terrible game.
I have one. Okay. I have an unpopular opinion. And I'm going to stay away from food because I get attacked anytime I bring up food.
You kind of have bad taste in food. Actually, it's very unrefined is what it is. I don't think you know what you like yet.
I'm sick of you. So this one's a movie.
Okay.
This is a movie. The classic movie Forrest Gump is top 5 worst movies of all time. That movie's terrible.
Ooh.
That movie's terrible. Terrible characters.
I need to watch.
You've never seen it. Monica, never mind.
I have seen it, and I will say
it's
this.
It's terrible.
Because Forrest Gump is considered one of the most beloved movies of all time. Tom Hanks, no doubt. I mean, one of the most favorite actors in the history of everything. I don't think it stands up to repeated viewings at all.
You can't watch that movie twice.
Yeah.
And it's not that great the first time you're watching it.
It's not one that you would just sit down if it's on and you would just watch it. Again, you would just flip through.
And here's what happens now, Monica, is I would agree with Antoine, but everyone's going to attack him, so I'm going to pile on. Antoine, how could you?
You don't feel that way, Zach. You agree with me.
I don't know what
you're
talking
about. I think
it's
okay to feel that way because I'm like with Star Wars. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people, there's a chunk of people that just don't really care about Star Wars, right?
But again, Antoine,
I'm not jumping on board with that. I'm not.
I think it's a man woman thing too. It's hard.
I know
female Star Wars fans that are huge Star Wars fans, so I'm not saying it's clear cut. But there are a lot of women that just
I tried watching.
Oh, I know. It's not for you. I know it's not. I've told you. I've told you it's not. It's the only reason you watch is I told you not to. So you went and you watched it because you wanted to try to prove me wrong. And K92.
Warp Speed.
Google game. Warp Speed Edition. You choose Antoine. You choose Monica. And they try to get the number one answer for you. People have been texting in as well. 52353. They're unpopular opinions. A lot of people don't like Game of Thrones. And I understand.
It takes a minute to get into it.
I like Game of Thrones, but I really don't think it's for everybody.
It took me, I had to watch like the first episode 3 times.
I actually had to watch it multiple times, but yeah. Now I'm hooked.
See, I'm okay with that one. However, Dawn and Pulaski might be banned from the show.
Wow.
I don't know. Text 52353. Unpopular opinion. Mac and cheese is disgusting.
Wow. I've only met one other person that feels that way in life, and I stopped talking to them once I found that out.
Okay. Well, you introduce them to Dawn because she needs someone to talk to. Let's play the Google game, Warp Speed Edition. Here we go. Kate. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
All right, Kate, your choice. Would you like to team up with Antoine or Monica today? Kate.
I'll take Monica.
Okay.
All right.
Monica Brooks, you'll be playing on behalf of Kate, trying to find the number one answer. These are real Google searches, and you just want to figure out the number one answer. You have 15 seconds to do it. Are we ready?
Ready.
Fill in this search, please, Miss Monica. Is it okay to call a woman?
A lady, a sir, a ma'am. Okay to call a woman to come over. Okay. To be, no. All Colder. Right, to call a woman home. To call a woman a hoe. Or call
you
a woman,
were closer before.
What?
You were actually close when you said sir. Is it okay to call a woman handsome?
Oh.
I don't think it is.
No.
No.
Hey, you looking handsome
today.
Hey,
handsome. Kate, thank you so much. Or Katie, thank you. Have a great day. Danny, it's going to be you and Antoine, okay?
All right. All right. Antoine.
Danny. All right, let's go, Danny.
Antoine. Here we go. Antoine, can you give me the number one answer to why does my cat
pee, poop, throw up, eat everything, sleep on me,
closer,
stay on the couch, walk away from me, not let me pet him, bite me, scratch me,
closer,
attack me,
lick me.
Oh, I thought you said everything but that. Yeah,
you know, you did. It was so close.
Yeah. So close.
Thank
Danny.
You, Danny. Have a great day. We go to Mike. Hey, Mike.
Hello.
All right, Mike, your choice. Monica or Antoine? Both are
Antoine.
Back in the. Okay, he's right back All to right, Antoine. Okay. All right,
let's go.
Let's do this. Antoine, can you pull it off? Why do people drive
slowly in the left lane?
I'm going to give you that. It's so slow. So okay, slow.
Yeah, yeah.
Boom. Number one answer. There it is.
I just need to warm up.
You did. Mm-hmm. You were so close to lick me. It was all over the place. But cats, it's so weird when they do.
Yeah.
Those tongues are just.
A cat tongue.
Yeah.
Not really a fan.
Sandpapery and weird. But it's moist sandpaper.
Mm-hmm. Like, don't lick me.
Ugh, I hate cats. I'm not a big cat fan either. And my daughter's always like, can we get a cat? I'm like, no, we got dogs.
You're going to get a cat one day.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, you are.
No.
Yep, you're
actually,
be a
the
cat
other day
household.
She asked for a snake. I was like, no, absolutely not. I see what she's doing, though. She's trying to make a cat seem less terrible.
Uh-huh.
That's what it is. She's going to ask for a ferret next. Snakes, guinea pigs, all those things, and then I'll finally cave on the cat.
Yep.
All right, congratulations, Mike. Tickets to see Weird Al Yankovic.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
What happened when this dude was blackout drunk?
You said it was good.
Oh,
right?
He woke up to great news.
Okay. Mm.
Dude blacks out. Wakes up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
He's won $26,000.
What?
Yeah, how does that happen?
So, dude's in Vegas.
Yeah.
He's from Minnesota. So, he's partaking in all that Vegas has to offer. And he was hammered, hanging out in the Planet Hollywood Casino.
Mm-hmm.
Drank so much he blacked out.
Yeah.
He was still up at 7 a.m.
Woo!
Drinking all night. Said, I'm going to do me some gambling.
All right.
Vegas.
Not how they talk in Minnesota, but it just sounds better that way. Oh, my God, I want to gamble. Let's forget it. So he puts $100 down in this crazy parlay bet. So what a parlay bet is, Monica, is you bet for various things all have to happen.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
So instead of just saying, I'm betting on UVA to win the championship, you're betting on UVA to win the championship, you're betting on one of the kids on the team to score 11 points,
uh-huh.
and you're betting on the Celtics to beat the Lakers in a completely different game.
Yeah.
Like, all sorts
mm-hmm.
of things. So he puts down $100 on what is a stupid parlay. He bets on a huge underdog in some college hockey tournament.
Oh.
He was going Minnesota heavy because then he bets for the Minnesota Timberwolves to beat the Golden State Warriors, which is a huge upset.
Yep.
And he picks the Minnesota Wild to beat the Vegas Golden Knights. That's a hockey team. Okay. So he was sort of like, get it, Vegas. Minnesota's better.
And $100.
$100. So he puts down $100. All these things had to happen in order for it to win. Mm-hmm. Goes to bed, passes out, wakes up, and doesn't even remember placing the bet.
Wow.
Dang.
Finds it in his pocket, goes to check it out. $26,000.
Woo!
Yep.
That's a win.
That is a win.
I know. Like, yeah. How'd you win? I don't know.
I don't remember, but I won.
What's your secret? Just drink till you can't stand up anymore.
Vodka.
Dang. Oh, it's amazing. Another amazing story that's been making the rounds and super viral is right up Monica's alley. Antoine, did you see this thing about the poacher?
I have not.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. This guy. And no one feels bad for this guy at all.
What's happening?
Well, poachers are bad.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. We do know
they
that.
They hunt things that they're not supposed to hunt.
Yeah.
So this guy, while he was out poaching, well, he got crushed to death by elephants and then eaten by lions.
I know.
So,
damn.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And nobody feels bad for this
guy.
Had
a bad day.
Yes, he did.
Had a bad day.
Poacher in South Africa in search of rhino ivory.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
unidentified
on.
Man got trampled by an elephant and then eaten by a pride of lions. Which, again.
That's nature coming together.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yep.
That was Mother Nature. That's like, that's.
They had a group text.
Yep.
The elephants and the lions.
Right. And Mother Nature said, hold up, I got this.
Real life Lion King kind of stuff right there. Wow.
One more.
Yeah.
This is wild. And this is so I have one of these kits, this 23andMe. Somebody gave it to us for Christmas. I'm kind of afraid to fill it out. This is those DNA genetic history things, because you never know what you're going to find in these things. So this person, Shauna, only child, just like me, takes the test. She finds out she has siblings.
Okay, cool.
29 of them.
29?
29!
Ah.
How? What?
Dad?
Somebody got to explain something.
Let's see. I think it was a 30 age range. All the siblings say do this. It must. Oh, she was a donor baby.
Oh, I've heard those stories, though. Right. You're a donor, yeah.
So all donor. She did the test because she wanted to see, am I susceptible to certain illnesses? That's a lot of the reason why people do it. And then the next day, she was contacted out of the blue, got an email from one of the siblings saying, hey, looks like we're related, surprise. And then emails kept rolling in. 2.5 years later, she's gotten 30.
That has to be weird.
Oh, it has to, yes.
It has to be so weird.
Yeah. They use a spreadsheet to keep up with the birthdays now.
Excel.
And they have actually met the donor.
Okay.
They met him.
All right.
He's exhausted. He just lays tired. There. There's nothing else going on. Secret sound is on the way. $5,000. You can use your own DNA kit if you want. Rock your dang world. Figure it out.
Zach Jackson has just blown your mind.
It's viral audio on the K92 Morning Thing.
I know we can get Monica for her birthday, Antoine.
Uh-oh. What's that?
Get her that big giant roll of toilet paper that Charmin is selling.
Charmin!
You seen this thing? They say it's a month's supply of toilet paper on one roll.
On one roll?
The forever
roll. How does it even fit?
You have to buy your own dispenser. It's a special dispenser.
It's called the forever roll. Charmin says the oversized roll can last as long as a month. It comes with a free stand if you buy 3 rolls, and you'll need it. Regular toilet paper holders aren't strong enough to hold the giant roll.
Yes.
Did you put it on a shower rod? That's what I'm thinking.
Those shower rods never hold. You pull on that thing too much, they fall right down. I think you need some sort of industrial metal-looking thing.
Like a prison.
Something for, yes, give them a good prison decoration. That's what you're looking for. I found this and I pass along. I've never actually tried this, but I trust Alex Guarnaschelli.
Okay.
Yes. She is a chef. She is a judge
Butter,
on
right?
Chopped.
Is that a restaurant?
She has a restaurant named Butter also. She knows what she's talking about. She knows her food. She was on Instagram the other day talking about the secret to crispy bacon, like extra crispy bacon, how to make it happen. This is what she says.
I start all my bacon by simmering it in a little bit of water and letting all the water cook out, and then the bacon, cook it nice and crispy the way you regularly would, and you'll see an even better result than usual. Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah. So you put a little bit of water in the pan to start, and then you cook that out. And the nerdy science behind it is that sort of helps render the fat out of the bacon, takes it out, and then you can crisp it up more instead of those fatty, rubbery
parts.
Like
a little bit of chew.
She lost me with the It's kind of like she was selling it too much at that point.
She knows
it's bacon.
Though.
You don't have to sell it.
She does.
She knows great food.
She never knows when to turn it down, though. That's what I've always learned with Alex. But she does. She knows what she's talking about. Okay. So, Antoine, this is a cast member of This Is Us.
All right. I'm on board.
Beatboxing.
Ooh.
Okay.
Okay.
So, which cast member do you think it is? Now, the person rapping is Black Thought from The Roots, because this was on Jimmy Fallon.
Okay. Okay. We're just some men that's on the mic, and when we rock up on the mic, we rock the mic for all of y'all, keeping y'all in hell. Just to see you smile and enjoy yourself, because it's cool when you cause the cozy condition that we create, because that's our mission.
Okay. So Antoine, you first.
Sterling K. Brown.
Okay, Sterling K. Brown. Monica.
I was going to go Sterling, that's the only one I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, the correct
Mandy
answer
Moore
is Chrissy Metz.
Oh, my least favorite character in an entire freaking show.
What's her name on the show?
Katie.
Chrissy.
Katie,
she's still
girl
alive on the show?
Yeah.
She's going to be killed off the show.
I'm not going to give a spoiler.
Right.
Katie girl.
She's going to be killed off on
so,
the show.
I think so, because she has some kind of movie coming out.
Okay.
And I always feel like when they have a movie, a random, crap movie.
For lack of a better way to describe her, if you're not familiar with the show, she is the larger woman who is on the show.
She's the annoying
person
on the show.
She can beatbox. She's pretty good.
Yes. But Monica, it's usually when they have another TV show
they're
going to be killed off. They can work around a movie TV schedule.
I don't know. Two TV shows.
The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.